My guest by telephone line is Walter Williams, an economic professor and regular guest host for Rush Limbaugh and columnist, of course. Walter, thanks for joining us and take a stand.
Thanks for the invitation.
Julian Bond and Kwesi Mfume recently, as you know, Sunday, delivered some very incendiary remarks about George W. Bush in their Sunday night convention meeting in New Orleans, Louisiana, actually comparing the members of Bush's cabinet to the Islamic Jihad virtually, just because he happens to have appointed some conservative members, including John Ashcroft. What do you make of these outrageous and, I think, very hate-filled pieces of rhetoric?
Well, I think that, number one, I think we should ignore them and disavow them. But, however, I think that one of the things that we have to recognize is that George Bush cannot do anything that would satisfy these people except leave office or drop dead. He's appointed blacks and Colin Powell and
Rod Page?
Condoleezza Rice, I mean, to some very key positions. Matter of fact, foreign policy in our country is being, is headed up by black Americans, some very distinguished ones.
And yet they'll call them Uncle Tom's, sellouts, Oreo cookies, whatever offensive label they can put on it, suggesting that they don't represent the black community. But is that the purpose? The purpose is to find the most highly qualified individual. If they happen to be white, black, Hispanic, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. These people can get away with that stuff because Americans in general just don't disavow them. That is, there are too many white people who will not say that, well, Kwesi Mfume, you're talking nonsense, because they're afraid to be called racist.